You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Well, things couldn't be going better.
Yay!
And you know what? It's great. I think everyone should just be glad we're here.
Yeah, who would have thought we'd been working on an inauguration day and when the nation's celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
That's right. Or as they call it in the Deep South, Lee Jackson King Day.
We are here to serve you on a federal holiday.
That's right. And there'll be no mail today.
There'll be no mail, no banks, no Wall Street.
And maybe no Mike.
Just an azure blue sky over a gleaming white Capitol dome.
That's right. Oh, and the river running red with blood.
I had the radio on in case you hadn't heard.
I understand. And what's the first thing you heard on TOP this morning?
There may be cell phone trouble today.
Yes, and we're leaving that right now. How many times have we tried to call Mike, Mark?
I would say that would be about 8.
Yeah, and we've tried through the Skype.
Uh-huh.
We've tried through the hard line.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried through cell phones. We've tried Jimmy Cerrito.
Yes, we have, and I'm pretty sure that this is all my fault.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And but the funny thing is when I asked you before the show how it was going to go,
I said, yeah, it's going to be good.
See, he said it was going to be fine.
Well, we all know that Mike's a patient man.
Yes.
So
yeah. And also, Mike's patience is compounded when he's in a situation that makes him happy.
Yeah.
He's right now in blistering cold with Jimmy Cerrito, who picked him up at 5 in the morning.
For the record, though, I think the only person on the show, maybe it was myself and Buzz, with all due respect to what's happening today.
I don't know that you need to
day,
bring this up.
We said, don't go.
Yeah.
Why are you going to go? Rob actually said, go.
Yeah. I kind of insisted.
Yes.
P-Wag?
Yeah. I don't know that that's exactly how it happened.
Yeah, because we said, why would you? We said it on the show here. Why would you even bother?
I think what we need to do is, first of all, pray for Mike.
Yes.
And destroy the tape of Friday's show.
Please.
Because there's no need to prove whatever anybody said is inconsequential.
Well, tomorrow's show is going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Well, it always
it's
is.
It's going to be great. But speaking of Skype, which we did, I had a Skype date with an acquaintance of mine that was most unexpected.
That sounds obscene.
It does. And I think he wanted it to go there, but just a little bit of a backstory, and this was mentioned on the most recent episode of Mark and Lowell's Capital Critters, mm-hmm. is that I was going to be a guest on the Mark and Lowell show, and so I had a big get.
Yeah.
Huge.
How
the
do
biggest.
They do it?
I don't know. Week after week, boys. And I hadn't used Skype, I think, since we covered either the royal wedding or the parade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to fire up that application to make sure it still worked on my computer.
I would too.
And like 4 minutes into it, the phone rings, the Skype phone rings, and it's Oscar.
Yes.
And my initial thought was one of dread. Because we never talk.
No, it's usually when something's wrong.
Yeah, this
absolutely
couldn't be good.
And so it fires up, and you got yourself a new toy.
I did. I recently talked about this on another satellite show, as we keep plugging away, Tech 411. I cut cable, so I don't have cable anymore.
You're off the grid.
Well, yeah, I'm living off the grid.
Good for you.
That's
and,
wild.
And I replaced my cable box with a computer. Mm-hmm, and in turn, put a what is basically a webcam on top of my TV, which is hanging on the wall.
Well, that's now right. That's obscene.
Now that well, this is for sex acts.
No, so because I wanted to, I like communicating with my family in Pittsburgh,
yes,
or in Boston,
of course.
Over
how about in the old country?
Over FaceTime or Skype. And when my father's overseas, it's easy to do it over Skype. And so I looked down my list and I said, well, I need to test this camera to see how it looks like in the quality of a call.
Who's going
to
be available?
Yeah, and I also had some Bluetooth headset I wanted to try as well.
Yeah, you really did
oh
look like
God.
A when you fired up, what I got was Oscar looking like a Time Life operator,
yeah.
but with no audio.
Because I think any man would appreciate that you want to be able to walk around your domicile mm-hmm. without having
without
any
pants.
Any wires or anything attached to you, and you want to be able to conversate with someone so they can hear you clearly.
Yeah, or converse.
Converse, damn it. what Rob doesn't know is this, and this is an exclusive Mike O'Mara show.
Break it here.
This is great. Breaking news.
Is that when I called Rob, he answered right away, which was cool. And he's like, I can't believe I was your first Skype call in this new system. And I said, yeah, pretty cool. And I just skirted the issue. My first call was to Todd Moore.
Of course.
Sure.
You think I didn't know that?
You don't have to tell us that. We knew.
And Todd kind of was on another call. And have you ever awkwardly three-wayed someone into a call by accident?
Awkward and three-way are words they use all the time.
I've never had that problem.
So I heard, fumbling a phone. And then I heard him talking to another person. And then he hung up on me.
Was it my favorite Todd? Was it dismissive Todd?
Hey, guys,
Todd?
You want to hear from Mike? He's trying to call in.
Oh,
sure,
thank God.
He's on my cell phone. All
right. Okay, go ahead.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Radio show.
Hello? Oh.
Yeah.
It was very close.
It's been, the whole morning's been like that. Near misses. We haven't quite connected.
Well, what if he was doing a bit and like he's hammered right now? And
he's
like,
Charlestown?
He's like, I don't want people to realize what I've been through this morning. So I'm going to call and hang up. So then everyone will think that we had cell problems.
I think what it is he and Jimmy are at a casino. Uh-huh. They're nowhere near the inauguration.
No way they
were on their way to one.
That's
now.
Right. Yeah.
They turned around at the Metro and said, you know what? Look at the sea of humanity. We're out of here.
Keep trying. No, I saw a picture of them on the boat.
Oh, they're on.
Yeah, so we'll get back to that. But so you got, I guess.
So you were my number two.
But it was dismissive Todd that answered?
Oh, yeah. He just basically blew me off.
And I'm
then
guessing
hung
the call answered with my favorite Toddism, which is, yeah.
No. He didn't even talk to me. He didn't know he got me on the three-way call. He just hung up on me. Yeah. Thanks,
so
Fred.
Rude.
So then I looked down the line and I saw all these coworkers and I said, well, I'm not going to call them. Then I saw Rob's online, so I'm going to try him. And I thank you for calling. You helped me tinker through my system and
work out the bugs.
And it worked out. Now it's working flawless.
And there was that awkward thing when you wanted, you know, to take it to the next level. I was busy.
Rob wanted to see how well my headset worked. So I walked into my bedroom and then my bathroom.
Yeah.
While Rob was on camera.
You were just goofing.
And there's nothing like his voice went to a lower nice. So I want to see if it works over here.
No. Anybody that's ever used Skype or any type of video conferencing software,
yeah,
you're only as good as the quality of your camera and your microphone.
Right, that's your limitation right
so
there.
So if you're ever having even a business conversation with someone that has a pixelated picture, you can't take them serious.
No, you can't.
Yeah, because you're like, are you on the surface of the moon?
That's right.
The internet travels faster here in the States.
They're about to plant a flag on the surface
of
the moon.
So we worked it out. Rob on 60 inches of glorious high def.
How did my head look on that screen?
It was huge. Yeah. Huge.
I had to imagine
looked
it was
good.
Wonderful.
And I think out of everybody here, Rob's the first person to actually see my place.
Yeah,
part of it.
And it really does look just
and your apartment.
Hey, no. I got to see Oscar's beautiful revamped apartment, and it really just looks like the set of The New Girl.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
Mr. Zuckerberg. This is an administrative board hearing. You're being accused of intentionally breaching security, violating copyrights, violating individual privacy by creating the website www.facemash.com. You're also charged with being in violation of university policy on distribution of digitized images. Before we begin with our questioning, you're allowed to make a statement. Would you like to do so?
I've already apologized in the Crimson to the ABHW, to Fuerza Latina, and to any women at Harvard who may have been insulted, as I take it that they were. As for any charges stemming from the breach of security, I believe I deserve some recognition from this board.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Which part?
You deserve recognition.
I believe I pointed out some pretty gaping holes in your system.
Excuse me, may I?
Yes.
Mr. Zuckerberg, I'm in charge of security for all computers on the Harvard network, and I can assure you of its sophistication. In fact, it was that level of sophistication that led us to you in less than 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yes, sir.
That would be impressive, except if you had known what you were looking for, you would have seen it written on my dorm room window.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide 17 million times,
and
powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 1029 FM WTNT, and the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Today is 21 January, Inauguration Day, MLK Day, 2013. Mike, if you're listening, call us.
And our show today is sponsored by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Those are the very people who bring you this show every weeknight at 102.9 WTNT. Oscar Santana had a great experience with Encore. You could, too. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Make this call. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Let them know you appreciate them as much as we do. Encore Insurance Services.
Truly the best. Oscar's personal friends over there.
Yeah, I back them 100%.
And you know, it's funny because what we do here is, to me, on a daily basis, a technological marvel.
It's a miracle.
Yeah,
really.
We really do. We came in here. We used to rely on millions and millions of dollars of radio equipment to put this show out for
you
people.
You see where that got us.
Yeah, exactly. And so they fired us. They got the equipment and we got the boot. And here we are with a $50 modem and doing quite well, thank you.
That's right.
And I tend to forget that it is sometimes tricky just to place a phone call.
Well, there are so many people on the National Mall today. AT&T has moved in mobile cell towers, towers on wheels,
right,
to try to accommodate all the cell phones. But apparently, as we've experienced this morning, it's not enough.
I went to the National Mall. JCPenney was packed. You couldn't get the line at Cinnabon around the corner. It's a horrible mall.
What's happening on the mall happens in stadiums, regardless of what infrastructure they have. Right. Is that the data, the people that use, the way they use their phones isn't just for a telephone call now. It's,
right,
it's
data, a lot of the data.
The data that's being abused at this point for picture updates of pictures, the Capitol.
That's right. Everyone's taking pictures of things that people have never seen before, like the Washington Monument.
Facebook posts.
That's right. Jimmy Cerrito on a boat.
If you're tweeting, all that sucks up every piece of what a bandwidth, if you want to use that term, that actually pushes the calls and makes the network work.
So do you want to try and call him on Skype once again?
Yeah. Give me 2 minutes. I'm working something out with him right now.
Oh, very cool.
A payphone?
Yeah. No, actually, I'm going to give him the number to Skype. He's going to try to call us.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Payphones, man. Do they have them in the district? You live there.
I don't think I've seen one in a long time. I think there was about a couple years ago, they decided to take all the payphones down except for in airports, if I'm not mistaken.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think one of the sickest I ever got is when I went around licking payphones. Yeah, it was such a bad decision.
The only way to stop you from that habit was to rip them all out.
That's right. That AT&T said, this must stop.
It was the only way.
We've got a big show for you. Whether or not we get through to Mike and Jimmy Cerrito, the Mike and Jimmy Show live from the National Mall is it the 57th inauguration?
It is for this country, yes.
Because we've had 43 presidents total, right?
Right.
And
that is correct.
And then 57 inaugurations. And now
I have no idea.
You don't. Well,
I couldn't tell you how many presidents we've had.
At one point, you had them memorized.
I did.
You had to.
I was 17. I had to get naturalized. What do you have to do for the man?
Got
to
give myself
part of this great country.
Naturalized.
I did. That's what they called it. Naturalization process.
I think there must be a better word than that.
I mean, your citizenship.
Yeah. I mean, you're being a citizen.
Yeah, but the process is called being naturalized.
I think the process should be fitting in.
You know what the worst part about it?
What?
And congratulations, by the way, to the Baltimore Ravens.
Absolutely.
We're going to get to that.
I just want to throw that out. Is that you have to go to Baltimore to go through this process and take the test.
And nothing natural about that.
No, and you live, I mean, they should, if you're doing this and you live within, I think, 15 miles of the capital of this free world, Washington, D.C., the offices should be in Washington, D.C.
You would think.
And then the question comes out, how many presidents have there been in the United States of America?
It was something like that, I remember.
But did you pass with flying colors?
I did. I mean, it was good your basic
you.
History class.
Deal. Yeah.
You know, it's just things
still,
you remember when
you're
a child.
I'll bet you came out of it, and maybe even to this day, but I bet you came out of it knowing more than most people who were born here.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we did that on a bonus show. We took the naturalization quiz, and I think we all failed.
Yeah,
including
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations
it's
on
hard.
A, you had the. You,
it's not easy.
You took the American trait of forgetfulness.
Well, I was actually deported for a while.
I would say it's easier than the LSATs, but it's certainly not.
As it should be.
Did you take those?
Oh, I took the LSATs.
What are the LSATs? I thought that was for lawyers.
I almost went to law school.
Almost.
Almost.
Oscar Santana is the almost guy.
The almost guy.
Well, we do. Whether or not we get in touch with Mike and Jimmy, who are at the Capitol building right now for the inauguration, we're going to keep trying. happening. Yes. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, including blood on Buzz's door.
Ooh. That's right.
Yeah, scary stuff.
I like the story. I call the story The Bloody Claws.
Yeah, and then also two of our members went to the movies this weekend.
Yes.
One of us drank this weekend. This is very, very exciting. And the Seven Wonders of the World, would you go see them if you could?
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, the least healthy thing you can order in a restaurant. Good stuff.
Educational. You're going to learn something.
Yeah, we're going to teach. We're going to delight. We're going to make magic. Any word from him, Mark?
Not yet.
Okay, very good. Now, Buzz, you said we've had several updates from you lately that have had you shirtless, sweaty, and vacuuming.
Right.
We've had you fighting the law. Mm-hmm. We've had you ripping a cash register from its mount on a wall on a counter and shaking it at the manager, is how I remember it.
But my wheelhouse, as you know, are any stories that have anything to do with cats
and kitties.
And this is a sad story.
By the way, before you move on,
riddled with guilt.
How is Puddles?
Puddles is still, he's mostly better. But I mean, the diarrhea is gone.
Oh,
thank you for asking.
Well, I'm glad
that's how he got the name.
Yeah.
I mean, the disease is gone, or you've actually cleaned up the remnants of the disease?
Both.
That's great.
Both, but he still sometimes misses the mark in terms of the cat box.
And for those of you that missed the show, Buzz goes to bed around 5:30 in the evening.
Right after Matlock.
After dinner. Yeah.
So he usually makes sure that all his cats are in the house because they're house cats.
Well, I try.
Yeah, but one of them got out, spent the night out, and then came back sick.
Well, the same one. He's better now.
And Monty?
This is Monty.
Sure.
He's the juvenile delinquent of the two cats. As sweet as can be, but he's just trouble. He's bullheaded, stubborn. He just does what he wants to do.
Are we calling
Let's
somebody?
See if just we can turn connect, that down for a minute.
See if we can connect to Mike here shortly.
Thank you,
We're
Mark.
Still trying.
Please continue.
It's an ongoing effort. We did it again. This time he didn't escape from the house. We had a friend over and she stepped out on the screen porch to smoke. And she was smoking? Yes.
So the three of you were together
smoking, yes.
And then something happened and then she said, I need to step outside.
Exactly. You've got it exactly. And so she stepped out and I guess we weren't paying attention. Monty slipped out with her. Now he was safe because he was within the confines of the screen porch.
Do you see what happens when you
left him out again all night?
When your sexual escapades result in the harm of another mammal?
I've got to learn to focus.
Really? You must. Or involve the cats.
Yeah.
So,
oh, no. What do you think I am? Sick?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know what's... Well, that means your beloved pet, your cat, is safe within the screen porch.
He is. But it wasn't that cold that night.
What's not cold for you?
Well, it's not. Well, for a cat, he's got fur, and many of them live outdoors all the time.
Let's take a Mike O'Mara poll here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Is 32 to 40 degrees?
It was about 50 that night.
Overnight?
Yeah.
Oh my God! There's no way it holds at 50 degrees overnight.
And
these days.
Buzz, don't forget the chilling wind.
The chilling wind will steal the heat right off your body. He was shielded there on the
screen.
Well, there's brick wall on one side of it.
One side.
Well, that blocks the wind.
Yeah,
silly.
I don't know. Which way is the wind coming?
So, once again, you've neglected your pet.
We did. Once again, bad parents. And, you know, it's fine because, like I said, many cats live their entire lives outdoors.
Did you remember to let your dinner guest in? Or was she on the porch all night as well?
We found her on the front step. But no. She got out just fine. She was okay. But the next morning, I let him in. I realized it. And part of the day went by. You know, we fed him. He slept. We petted him. Everything was fine. He appeared to be in perfect condition.
Hold on one sec. Before you proceed.
Yes.
When did you realize that he was not in the house?
Oh, Marcia was still sleeping the next morning. It was about 7:45 when I realized, oh my goodness, maybe I was taking out the trash or something. I noticed the back door was unlocked, which I also let happen overnight.
Listen up, thieves and bandits.
That's right. And this is odd. And oh no. And I opened the door and there he was. And he just, you know, he cried and he came in.
This looks like a Freezy Pop.
So half of the day,
popsicle
no, he's fine. It really didn't get that cold. It didn't get down to freezing that night. You know, we had some warm weather over the weekend.
Sure.
Buzz, very mild. You could spin this any way you'd like. During the day when the sun is out, the temperatures rise.
Yes.
In the dead of night, it's like 30 degrees.
It's chilly. It's chilly. But again,
chilly.
They're outdoors.
Freezing.
They're outdoor animals and they have fur.
Yeah, but your cats are not accustomed to being outdoors.
Especially your pampered indoor cats.
And this was apparently a rough night for him because although he was fine when he came in and we saw no evidence of harm or trouble, later that day while he was still napping, I stepped out onto the porch myself. And as I was coming back in, I noticed bloody claw marks on the door.
Well, that's nice.
He had, and without doing any damage to the door.
Well, thank God for that, Oscar.
He had clawed the door. So, well, it's got some kind of Teflon on it or something, but he had pounded at the door so much.
You got upsold to the anti-cat coating?
And I did. Well, sure, you have to. But he had clawed and pounded at the back door so much that his claws actually began to bleed left streaks of blood. It looked like a scene from Saw.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I think when I hear that, and I'm not a big cat guy.
I had a cat for nine days
and gave it away.
What was the cat's name again?
It was Khaleesi.
And does that cat live indoors?
Yeah,
or outdoors,
it's huge. It lives in a barn.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's outdoors and it's alive.
Right.
But it's been bred to be alive.
Right. And by this, as far as we know, have you heard from the owners? Is the cat bleeding?
No, it's not
Khaleesi
bleeding.
Not bleeding. Yeah, that's terrific.
Bleeding. He's got that over.
The hallmark of great pet care.
Imagine being buried alive in every scene you've seen.
Uh-huh.
You will claw the top of that coffin.
That's right.
Yes.
That's what it made me think of.
Until you die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. That cat must have been so cold, Buzz. That he just wanted to get into that warm house of yours.
He wasn't cold. He was hungry. He wanted to go to the bathroom. He was lonely. He was, you know, he was anything but cold.
What I love.
But he was very unhappy, and I felt very badly about it.
Well, I think we all feel bad about it. What I love is the fact
I can tell.
That when you said we let him in the next day and we loved him and everything was fine.
Right.
Of course he loved you. Uh-huh. He was pleased to be alive.
To be
rescued. And he wasn't really just nuzzling with you. He was trying to get warm.
It's called body heat.
It really wasn't cold. It was very mild.
Now, how big is Monty?
He is actually lost weight. At one point, Monty ballooned up.
He's on catnip.
Oh, he ballooned up to like 22 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it looked like, you know what a beer keg looks like. Mm-hmm. It's gray.
Do I?
It's gray, and you know its shape very well. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, turn that on its side and give it feet, and that's what he used to look like.
Wow.
When he tried to bathe, you know how they set up to bathe, he would actually just tumble over because he couldn't support himself.
I saw your cat once when I stopped by your home.
Right. Well, he's lost a lot of weight since then.
He looked like a pillow pet.
He's down to 60. 16 pounds.
That's huge.
That's a lot of
weight
loss.
He lost 20% of his body weight.
He went on Weight Not. And he's now down to 16 pounds, and he looks great.
You know what's great is sometimes when you look into an animal's eyes, you can almost read their thoughts.
Uh-huh,
I know you don't. They don't talk, but you can read their thoughts.
Of course not.
And if you looked in Monty's eyes at about 1 in the morning, he'd be saying, I wish I was fat again because I am freezing my ass off.
That's right. That's right.
Well, and everyone knows that the best type of the best way outside of weight not to lose weight is abandonment.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
And of course, the stress of being abandoned by people who love you.
But really, again, just to recap, to wind this up, to see those streaks, those bloody claw marked.
Did you capture a photograph of them?
I didn't. But it's one of those things where
are they still there?
You could not feel worse when you see that.
Because you did that to
him.
I did that to another living creature.
I feel just awful
about
it.
This is the second time in a month.
The next, after I, you know, kind of got over the initial shock and horror, I thought, well, this will be a great story for the show.
Is the blood still on the door?
No, I did wipe it off.
Really?
I couldn't take looking at it any longer.
Did you have your shirt on?
Yes.
You know what would have been really great?
Cold out. What are you
What if that cop came back? You remember the one that was investigating the breaking and entering next door? Yeah. What if the cop came back and Buzz was on his porch cleaning blood off his door?
Excuse me, officer.
He said, hey, officer, this isn't what it looked like. Yeah. We just had a drifter in for dinner last night. And
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
A lot of people probably done that. I don't. Any animal that's trying to run from your house at all times, maybe they just don't want to be there.
Yeah, but he wanted to be in after he realized he was out there.
Very, very badly.
Now, the other cat is not a want-to-go-outside cat?
No. He's very timid.
And this one
perfectly,
is?
Max.
Of course.
Max is the older cat, and he likes to go out in good weather with us, you know, if he's accompanied and the weather is nice.
You walk.
He's a lot like me in that
way. Oh, is this the one that walks beside you?
Yes, my puppy cat.
Yeah.
The one who walks along
with me. That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, you can train cats to do that.
Sure.
You can buy leashes and harnesses, and there's a whole book on that.
Yeah, but you can't train them not to bleed on the door.
No.
You can't do that.
Dogs are better than cats.
I'm getting him mittens.
All right, so now moving ever forward, what can we do to make sure this never happens again?
I've made this pledge before and I've broken it, but I must pledge and I must hold myself to the pledge to count noses every night.
Okay.
That's the plan.
That's good.
How did you pass out or black out on said night when you left your cat?
Well, I think you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you pass out on an easy chair or actually
I believe the word you're looking for is intertwined.
We watched a very long movie. We watched Les Mis and we were very, very tired and our friend left, Susan left, and Marsha and I retired from
Les
the
Mis
evening,
is actually code. It's actually a movie called Pirates that they were watching.
But we were just very, very, very tired at the end of the evening.
Sure, so tired.
Went to bed. bed.
But warm.
Yeah.
Tired and warm.
Warm, well-fed. Yes. Bathroom accessible. It was great for us.
Oh, yeah, no messes on the porch?
You know, not normally, but this one time he was forced to. I'm sure he didn't like the idea.
You scared the S out of him.
Well, he just, you know, he was out there a while. He had to go.
And you're sure it wasn't Susan?
I'll ask her.
Yeah, I think it might be a good idea. Count noses, Buzz.
Yeah,
and
I'll try.
It won't be long before... I think that the, you know, the animal protection people are going to come knocking on your door.
I felt the need to confess.
Or a fox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And when they show up, Buzz, please, for God's sake, wear a shirt.
Yes,
all right?
I will. I
stick
did.
Around, folks. When we come back, we will try to call Mike on the National Mall and figure out what's going on inauguration style. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. Out of luck. And the reason that you had to care. I think I figured out the problem. I'll reveal it after I hear this sponsorship.
Well, this segment is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. Business owners know the importance of networking, and they know professional-looking business cards are essential. Now, thanks to Vistaprint, you can get 250 top-quality business cards for just $10.
Buzz, they're on heavy stock.
It's good paper.
It's the greatest.
Millions of business owners use Vistaprint because it's affordable and so easy to create a quality custom business card online. And you know what else? It's fun to create your own card.
It's a blast.
You can choose from thousands of basic designs or upload one of your own.
I worked so hard on mine that my fingers got bloody.
And we're
all over your keyboard.
All night.
Don't let that happen to you.
Wait, what?
Mike, we got Mike.
Sorry, I'll believe it when I hear it.
Hello?
Mr. Romero.
It is heavy paper stock at half the regular price. To get this off.
No.
Mike?
Yes, Mike?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, there he is.
I think they're doing something wacky down here with the cell phones, fellas, but I'm not sure. But I am live down outside the Capitol down here. Thank you for bearing with me with this terrible situation. You can't hear me.
No, we can hear you.
You can't hear me? Hi, Rob. Hi,
Mike.
Oscar.
Hi.
Hello.
Boys.
How are you?
Down here. I have no idea where I am around the Capitol, but I have a view of the podium, and I am next to a porta potty.
That's great. Is Jimmy in the porta potty?
Jimmy is here with me. We are live at the inaugural, and I really thought we would have better cell phone service down here. But thank you for joining us on the Mike O'Mara Show, where the state of the art technology allows me to speak to you right next to a porta potty, just underneath the steps of the United States Capitol, where in just about 45 minutes' time, the president will be sworn in and give his acceptance speech, and then I will try to get the hell out of here because, gentlemen, without using the second part of it, the first word for this is cluster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe
it. Well, I mean,
it.
They've only done this 57 times, Mike. They're not good at it yet.
1.5 hours and a security line to be told that the orange section where we were supposed to be standing was completely full. We were then moved further away into another section where there was a stampede across Constitution Avenue at the corner of Constitution and First. We've had several altercations between partygoers, and it's been really a slice of heaven. But the nicest part was, I told you I was going to tell you how I got here. Jimmy Cerrito with a brilliant idea to take the water taxi from scenic, beautiful Alexandria, Virginia, suburb of our capital. So I can't believe I've got a self-contact, guys, because I've been trying for the better part of the hour, and it just seems to me that things are a little weird down here. How do I sound?
You sound fantastic now that we've got you on the phone. Is the porta potty occupied?
The porta potty has been occupied regularly. There is a slight bouquet coming out of the porta potty right now. I can tell you, Jimmy said he christened it. Oh, that's always good news. Let me real quickly, because we've got a bad connection, but I'm going to have Jimmy say hello. All right, say hello, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. There we go. That's about all you're going to get from him, because I don't want to lose. I don't even want to move with the cell service that we've got down here.
Stay exactly where you are, Mike. Do not move because you sound fantastic. Oscar has a question that he asked me to relay to you. Any regrets going to the inauguration?
How about 100%?
Oh, no.
Oh, absolutely. This is Times Square. This is the Super Bowl Commissioner's Party. This is everything you don't want. Now, an interesting thing to observe is I was sitting here just overlooking. I do have a decent view. I mean, I'm fairly far away. I would say a couple of football fields away.
Whoa.
From where the president's going to be speaking. But it was kind of fun when the booze came up when Newt Gingrich came down the stairs. And that was a funny little moment that we had there. But they're playing. The band's been playing steadily down here. The crowd situation... It just seems to me, as I said to you, Rob, and you said, they've done this a bunch of times. You'd think they'd be able to get it right. And I think what the thing is, you have so many people trying to accommodate so many. You have senators, congressmen trying to accommodate their constituents. Everybody wants to be here, and it just doesn't work. And, you know, the crowd management, they're doing the best they can, but it's been a little problematic today.
Whenever I see this, I'm reminded of something that I thought is when they built that new stadium in Landover, Maryland, or wherever Raljohn is, I said, if they ever bring the Super Bowl to this city, I'm leaving. I'm moving away, I'm selling my house, and I'm getting out of town, because Washington, D.C. cannot handle the event.
It is really ridiculous. And when you talk about the security and the streets that have been closed off, and everybody trying to get around here. You know, temperatures run a little hot. And now the good news about the temperatures, it's, you know, climate-wise, it's really not all that bad out here. We all prepared for the worst, but it's really not that bad a day. Temperatures have to be in the mid-40s, so that's not bad at all. It's warmer than they expected.
Yes.
But, you know, Jimmy and I have, we were standing across the street on the far side of First Avenue, and First Street, rather, and it was really, we were wondering whether we were even going to be able to get across the street to get a view where the president's going to be speaking. When they finally made that decision, with all these people with orange tickets stacking up, it was a stampede across the street, the kind of stampede you don't want to be in the middle of.
Wow.
And it was very, very frustrating. But, you know, we're here now, and even though I am wedged in next to a porta potty, I'm up against a stone fence, a stone wall, if you will, and I'll be leaning up against that through the entire time that the president will be speaking. But would I do it again, Oscar? Not in a million years. This is a, Rob knows, this is not my thing. This is not my trip. But it is, you know, at the end of the day, being part of history and being here for the swearing-in, Barack Obama's second swearing-in, it is it's a good experience to be a part of.
We're going to be talking about bucket list items later, and I'm glad that you've got this bucket list item crossed off. America wants to know, Mike, how's the knee holding up?
The knee is, let me just say, I am really, really glad that I am against a wall that I can lean on. I think there are a lot of people that really don't kind of take for granted exactly how tough it's going to be to stand for this long a period of time. And these are standing room only sections. You're not allowed to bring any kind of seating in if you're not handicapped.
Oh.
You're not allowed to bring backpacks in. You're not allowed to bring coolers in. It's a lot of restrictions. This town is really under lockdown. And there's an amazing police presence down here. Mostly the people I can see, the United States Capitol Police. We've got Secret Service. Right before we came over here, the military dropped off about 30 people on either side of the street. They were coming up in an order, and they post these military members every 20 feet or so. So the whole street is lined, and that's going to be lined until after the parade. And they're expecting 800,000 people in Washington D.C. for this event.
Meanwhile, afterwards, after the inauguration, it's going to look like Bane took over the city.
But, you know, can I say something with all the inauguration festivities? Can
yes,
I say,
sure.
I look forward tomorrow when I get back on the show to talking about Rob and my wonderful texting relationship that is developing, where Rob and I are beginning to really enjoy ourselves. Now, I can't hear. Can I hear any of the other guys there? Is that possible?
You can if I hand them the phone. You see, what happened is we're actually using...
Oh, I understand.
We're running you through the board, but I'm holding the phone, so...
I understand. I get technology.
Right on.
That's the way it was. Well, I'm gonna brave... Where did Jimmy go? Did Jimmy leave?
Oh, no.
I'm in the porta potty.
Jimmy literally, Mr. Attention Deficit Disorder just left while I'm doing the call-in.
Yeah, he's probably back at his bar.
I'm going to just take a random person here, a couple of random people.
Lost child.
So, do you mind going on the Mike O'Mara show? We're going to talk to you. What's your name, sir? What is it?
Solly,
how you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing great. How would you describe the experience down here? You're a whiner like I am. Are you having a good time?
Well, I'm having a good time, making the best of it. It's not actually something I chose to do, but I'm dealing with it.
So when you say chose to, you wanted to get a ticket and come down here, but you're not exactly happy with the location, right?
Well, I actually have a ticket, and I'm not allowed into my location because people who didn't have tickets are in my location.
Oh.
So do you get a feel for that, Rob? Do you get a feel for how thrilling this is?
I can feel the excitement that Solly is feeling coming through the phone line.
Let's see. I'm going to do a little random sample of people here and see where everybody's from. Where are you from, Solly?
New York City.
New York City. Where are you from, man?
I'm from Arlington.
Arlington, Virginia, local. Where are you from, ma'am? Where are you from? Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Everybody's well represented. I mean, the United States is well represented. Where are you from?
Tokyo.
We have somebody from Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's exciting, isn't it?
My woman.
Hey, you know what? I think what you should do, Mike, go to a random person in the crowd and ask them what brings them here today.
Okay, let me do that. I'd like to do that. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can talk to this gentleman in back here right here. How you doing, sir? What's your name?
I'm Matt, and I'm from Tokyo, too.
Matt, you're from Tokyo. What brings you here today?
Barack Obama.
It's just a joke, sir. I was kidding. I know what brings you here today. It's just
That legendary Japanese sense of humor.
Thanks for writing for that. Is everybody excited about the inauguration? That's good.
Wow.
This is a very tired group of people down here. These people. Did you hear that incredible response we got? There are 800,000 down here, and I just got to look, waiting. We've been waiting in security about an hour and a half to get through security. Now let me put you on with Jimmy because I think the cell's going to come here. Jimmy, come over here. I have to stay still. Here we go. Hi, everybody. Go Buffalo.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Rob. What time did you pick up Mike this morning?
4:50.
Oh, my God.
4:50 a.m. And I know that you're a man.
Hey,
you have a... Yes.
Rob, that was me, not Jimmy.
Oh, wow.
I got you, didn't I?
You did. Okay, well, can you continue the Jimmy impression? Because I do have a question I wanted to ask the Jimmy impression.
Jimmy's been terrific. Jimmy's idea was to take the water taxi, and that was the sweetest, best way to get to this city on a day like this. I couldn't believe how comfortable it was, and I recommend it highly. And Jimmy and I have been having a blast, but I'll tell you, man, an hour and a half waiting for security, and at one point we're all waiting in this little tube-like line with fences on either side, and suddenly this dude starts to walk up outside the line on the left-hand side, and suddenly there were 800 people running and doing the same thing, and we're like, well, we're really glad we waited in line so people could do that. Let's just say the crowd management, they haven't seemed to get it really that right. It seems a little frustrating. It really does.
We really are a me-first society, Mike, and America is, when they see somebody do something, regardless of whether or not it's right, they're all going
to
do it.
Well, I applaud you. I wanted one thing. I wanted one thing out of this day.
What's that?
I wanted to have a line of sight to where the president is speaking. And I may be very far away, but I'm close enough to see in the distance. I can't read the lettering, but I can see the presidential seal, and I can see the podium where, you know, Barack Obama's going to take his oath. And, you know, for that and for history, a lot of people are cheering now as the dignitaries, I think, are making their way in, or they're just cheering at somebody who got thrown out by police. I don't know. I can't tell.
Are you still by the porta potty?
I'm not going anywhere. No, everybody is where they're going to be right now. We can't move in here. This is crazy. If you're claustrophobic, I don't recommend this. This is not very cool. And I'm excited that I'm going to my last inauguration, Rob. I really am.
I think it's great. Well, you got that marked off list. Has anyone famous used the porta potty? Is it true David Gregory dropped a deuce in there this morning?
Actually, he didn't make it, Rob. Oh. He almost got there, but he didn't quite make it there. It's very, very, very,
it's on my screen,
it's very, very interesting, but it's a lot of fun.
I know that whenever Al Roker's at the White House, he needs no porta potty.
Now, right now, I think what Jimmy's doing, Jimmy is trying to tell a Capitol Police officer that I am a member of the media and expecting that will suddenly get me brought to the Capitol and walked into the section.
Sure.
I'm just doing my show with a cell phone here, so I don't care, sir. Don't worry. Don't listen to him. He's okay. You've been working very hard. Congratulations on the overtime. All right? I just wanted to say that.
You're leaning on that. The wall you're leaning on, Mike, is it a strong wall?
Oh, it's very strong, and I'm actually very comfortable on this wall. You know, you won't move me off that wall. You won't get me away from that wall. I'm standing near this wall.
We need you on that wall.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, you're doing fine.
For listeners of the Mike O'Mara show that might be coming down in another 4 years for the inauguration, can I just... Can I give them a piece of advice?
Yes. Sure. Well, actually, yeah, let's learn from you. Let's do what we say. Let's go to school on Mike O'Mara.
Stay home. Don't come to our city.
Don't do it.
Stay away. Don't go to this. Watch it on the tube. This is just like any major sporting event. Oh, they're cheering. Who's coming in? Who's coming in? Let me see. I believe, is that the president?
No, it's Shakira.
Is that the president? The president is now making his way down the steps. That's pretty cool, guys, that you got that while I was on the radio with you right now.
Yes.
And, of course, this is...
Mike, you need to yell something to him.
He can't hear me, Rob. I'm too far away.
Yell something really great.
You rock. Stop it, Rob. I don't want to yell. You don't do that, okay?
Don't try
to get payback for when you were my intern, all right? You understand? You're not going to be able to do that. Hey, I was going to mention, I completely lost my train of thought right now. Did they play Hail to the Chief, Jimmy? They didn't play Hail to the Chief. I don't know if that was, they've got giant TV screens. I can't see what's going on right here.
What you need
Everybody,
to do,
you
Mike.
You know what it is? It's a bunch of people looking in 15 different directions going, what just happened?
All right. Mike, I will give you $5. I will give you $5, Mike, if you start a chant. This is actually Oscar's idea. Start chanting 4 more years.
Okay. All right. You want me to do that, champ?
I'll do
that.
Do it.
Let's see if we can get anybody to do it. All right, here we go. Okay. 4 more years. No, nobody seemed to want
to
do it.
Oh, you need to put more vinegar on it. Come on, do it, man.
I'm not stunting. You guys don't know. I'm not stunting for you down here.
Come on, Teapot Tim.
Danger boy.
Wait, they're introducing somebody. Hold on a second. Wait here. Hold on. What? It got quiet. I don't know what's happening.
Four more years.
David Gregory is showing his bag to everybody. No.
No, what? No. It's beautiful.
But anyway, what other questions do you have while I'm here?
Well, one question I have is, can you stay with us until the next hour?
Yeah, I can stay with you to the next hour. Absolutely. I'm going to keep the cell phone line open and come back to me. And we're not going to hang up either, okay?
No, you stay with us. We appreciate it. You are our live correspondent down there. You are actually on the National Mall, spitting distance from the Capitol, inauguration of Barack Obama's second term, and Mike O'Mara is there. Mike, we have just a few seconds. Can you describe the experience in one word?
Frustrating.
Okay, thank you. Stick around. We'll be back right after this. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. He is the Baron of Frustration, Mike O'Mara, joining us live from the National Mall for Barack Obama's inauguration. And Buzz, this segment
of our live coverage is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. And try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, and order your refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
Mike, I'm seeing on television right now, does President Barack Obama have a Smart Smoke on the podium with him?
He has a Belvedere, one of those electronic cigarettes.
Those are good, too.
I'm glad that this segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is sponsored by Smart Smoke. We are down here at the corner of C-E-D Constitution, Independence, C Street, 2nd Avenue, 1st Street, Pennsylvania Avenue. You know where we are. We're at the United States Capitol. And we are on great radio stations by WTNT, 102.9 FM, and also AM 1630 KCJJ in scenic, beautiful Coralville, Iowa. I only do that so people hold it. So he's being heckled right now. Yeah.
Now we heard
that your foot's about 15 inches high. You, sir. You don't need that. You don't need that hood. You don't need that hood, sir. It's blocking everyone's view.
Nice.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Now, you had mentioned the word frustrating, Mike.
Yeah,
I'm not hearing it in your voice.
I can't see it.
This hood that he's wearing, it's not white, is it?
Well, what we're trying to do, we got a bunch of people that are higher than we are, and I mean, they're higher.
Yeah, right? Man.
They've all been smoking marijuana all day long. No, I mean, they're higher in elevation than where we are.
Right.
And the group in back of me wanted them to move over. I'm actually doing my very best to slouch. What the problem is, some of these hoods that people are wearing on parkas, everybody looks like coneheads down here, and they're all sticking 16 inches up into the... this sucks.
Many of them, Mike, many of those people are wearing normal hoodies, but they star on the horror show, the Asylum show.
Oh, yeah, American Horror
Story. Yeah, they're American Horror Story.
They're all pinheads. Pinheads.
What you need, Mike, is you need an official Barack Obama periscope.
Let me do some more man on the street here. Let me ask this this young lady from Philadelphia. Is this everything you expected it would be, ma'am?
Yes, for the last 8 years I've been working this campaign from 2008.
So you were a campaign worker, so this is gratifying for you, even if you're standing next to a fortified.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's good.
And I didn't know about me even better.
Okay, that's good. So see, you've got some enthusiasts down here that are very excited.
Good.
I, on the other hand, I love people. You
I know,
know
you
that,
do.
Rob.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of, you just spoke to a young lady there. How is the talent down there?
Oh, I have to lower my voice. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please.
Okay, the lady from Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, my woman from Tokyo, hotter than a Hollywood.
Now, was she?
Wow.
Was she? Did she have Asian features?
Yeah.
Rob, you know what? If I was there, I'd smack you.
He said Asian.
I swear to God, I would smack you.
Well, what I'm saying is,
what did you expect?
I mean, is she from Tokyo?
This is people from all over the States, people internationally here. This is great. Everybody's very excited.
When you talked, Mike,
Buffalo is here.
Mike, when you spoke to that young lady, did your pants experience Tokyo Drift?
Oh, God. Domo arigato, Rob. I will tell you that. It is, I will say, with all the waiting, with all the security checkpoints, and with the long underwear, starting at 4:50 this morning, kind of worth it at the end of the day. I know the best part, obviously, is going to be coming up in about 27 minutes when the president speaks. I should mention for people that are listening to us on the radio, we do tape the show, and we're recording this at about 11:03 in the morning. And, you know, a lot of people that have enjoyed the festivities will be able to listen to us driving home tonight at 7 o'clock.
From your vantage point, can you see Joe Biden's teeth?
I can, Rob, and I'll tell you, there's just a little cloud cover, a little high cloud cover. Hold on, introducing somebody.
Okay.
You know, the other thing is they don't even have a good PA down here. I can't hear anything.
RJ, I think RJ handled it, didn't he?
No.
I think RJ laid the cable. I really do. I believe he did. It's crazy, but it's an experience. Everybody should experience it. No, they shouldn't.
Oh, no.
Stay home, as I said before. Please stay home.
Oscar Santana from Telemundo has a question, which is: have you bought any swag while you're down there? Any great novelty items or souvenirs?
I haven't done anything but transportation since we got here.
Bring us something.
Briskly. If we did not make it in at 8:45 to where we were supposed to come in our gate, we wouldn't have been here at all. It's really, what they do is, I guess, dole out a lot of these tickets to people, and there's not enough room for them. So we never showed our tickets once. It's just weird. The whole thing is weird. Everybody, see, Rob, you know the drill.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're special. Nobody is. That's right. The way these things go.
Yeah. Do you wish you brought a flask?
I wish, if I had some Irish whiskey right now and a little flask, I would be in bliss. I would truly be a happy man. But
would you have gotten it through security?
I don't think I would have been able to get the booze in here. I just don't think so. They're really more concerned with things metal. You know, so if I had a glass bottle with a little booze in it, I might be real happy. But
I could see a situation. I could see a situation with you in a flask waiting in the line of security and Jimmy saying, "We're not going to make it. You're going to have to chug it."
Jimmy's been cool. I always think Jimmy likes the big event. Jimmy, one of the things he told me is when he was a teenager, he stood in line for 6 hours for tickets to see Ozzy. So, you know, that's what scared me a little bit. But he's rocking and rolling. Now, let me put him back on the phone, because I think the show's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia, my best friend, here's Jimmy Cerrito. Take it away, Jimmy. Who's got the first question?
I have a question, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Hi, Rob.
How you doing, buddy? When you picked up Mike...
I'm good, and I'm a professional radio personality. Thank you.
When you picked up Mike this morning at his home at 10 minutes until 5 in the morning, can you describe his mood?
Did we
he was ready to go, and he drove.
He drove?
He was very happy of no traffic. We got down there in about 35 minutes. Wonderful. It was amazing.
And his mood was good?
And everything went perfect, but then his patient got a little thin when we got here, and he saw a big, long line to the security gate.
Now
he wanted to do a U-turn.
And the water taxi, I misinformed folks. I said earlier it was a duck boat. It's not a duck boat.
He was like a 5-year-old boy in that water taxi. This is so much fun. Oh.
Now, what we need
I'm going to walk around now and interview people.
No, wait a second. Before you do that, Jimmy, we want you, Mike did not do a very good job of this. We want you to start a chant in the crowd with a lot of power and a lot of enthusiasm. 4 more years.
If I can pull that off, Rob, I'll give you free wings for life.
Do it,
free wings for life.
Do it!
Hold on.
We're on the radio. Can we get
4 more years?
See?
4 more years.
Good effort.
Don't do that to him. Don't do that to him.
I thought that sounded fantastic. Mike, I know that you think it was not the best move, but if you heard the power of 800,000 people chanting that just now, it was an exciting moment.
Now let's try 6 more.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? But we want to say hi to the United States Capitol Police on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mm-hmm. Let's say hi to Officer Matthew, who is here, and Officer, can we get your first name? She's not looking at me. Hello, ma'am.
She's focused.
Can I see your first name? Officer Stephanie is here. Working the overtime and
Officer Overtime.
You know, well, no, they all
you know, really seriously, I think you have to realize that as so many jurisdictions down here representing law enforcement that have been working since, you know, the whole weekend, first of all, and then since 2 o'clock in the morning to get ready for this event, they deserve a lot of credit. Besides, Officer Stephanie's kind of hot.
What's going on the stage right now, Mike? Has Mickey Coachella started the warm-up for the president yet?
Actually, I believe Newt Gingrich was just doing he was chugging. He was chugging something. I'm not sure.
Drink.
Oh, it's hot sauce. It was Jimmy's hot sauce. It was buffalo wing sauce from the Anchor Bar. The same stuff that Jimmy uses on his wings.
Now, when you say you're probably maybe 400 yards from the actual podium, the lectern, what can you see going on stage right now? Obviously, if the PA sucks, you can't hear anything. Can you describe what appears to be going on?
Imagine, if you will, being at the very top of FedEx Field and looking down on the field. And then multiply it by 4.
Okay.
That's how far away I am. Okay, that's I'm seeing people like little ants. This is not, I can't make out what's happening. You know, if they didn't have giant screens down here, I would not go. But can I actually see the podium from where I am? Yes, I can. And I think that's good enough for me, and that's what I'm going to have to settle with.
Are you going to be able to read the sign language that the lady does?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what's going on. It says, Rob better not make any more disparaging comments about a certain group of people, or he's going to get in very, very big trouble.
I invite you to look over the tape, Mike. There was nothing disparaging said. Just if curiosity is disparaging, then color me guilty.
Not at all.
No, not at
Rob,
all.
Rob, have you given the proper eulogies on today's show with the various luminaries who passed away over the weekend?
You know, I thought that I would do better to wait until you were in studio to discuss the Earl of Baltimore, Mike. I know you're a big fan, and I have your favorite tapes at the ready. In fact,
Can we do the Earl of Baltimore tomorrow?
Yes, and also Mr. Weaver will be opening our bonus show this week because there's a certain tape I like best uncensored.
Wonderful.
Hold on, Rob. Hold on. Just to say, right at the top of the Capitol now, they're unfurling a sign. The crowd seems to be excited. Yes, it says... Thank you, Buzz.
Wow.
You're
very welcome.
Thank you, Buzz.
That's so nice.
That's really
and
cool.
Buzz, for diverting from your normal routine and coming in early today, it says, let me see, on the bottom, a smaller print, you're a real trooper.
That's nice.
That is very, very nice.
I appreciate the recognition.
Isn't that nice? But, you know, what I don't understand is now that we've had this cell connection for as long as we've had, why it was so screwy. At the beginning, and I'll speculate on that for a while. Maybe some listeners can share with us why they think that's the case.
I think there is X number of outlets that the cell phone is able, you know, to get through. And once you've locked in on a line, you've got it. But, you know, there's not only it's not only the extreme use of calls on the mall today. We were discussing earlier. There's also people texting and, you know, emailing and
pictures,
Instagramming.
And
they're putting on Facebook pictures of things people have never seen before, like the Lincoln Memorial, Mike.
Say he jinxed it.
He did jinx it. And you missed a call from Lowell.
Oh, well, okay.
But anyway, that's Mike O'Mara live from the National Mall. Pretty exciting.
We got a good segment
out of
it.
That's a good run.
And you know, Oscar's question was what the average age, wonder what the demographics were down there.
When I was driving down through the city, and just as 4 years ago, again, the crowd is, it's not 2 million people down there. They're estimating 800,000.
Smaller crowd than 4 years ago.
Though I saw people either getting on the metro or walking down towards the Capitol building. And at least in my neighborhood, it was all ages.
Good.
It was kids and their parents.
That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was some elderly folk.
And
any of the rascals driving them down. They're actually walking.
Hey, we could get one and drive around.
Yeah, I doubt they'd let him in.
Make no mistake, Mike is crusty and he's putting on a show. I think Mike is having the time of his life.
Absolutely. And it's just going to get better for him as the events unfold.
He's going to be glad I told him to go.
No.
He's going to love it.
No,
you know
not.
What I'm going to get in the mail?
What?
Old school thank you note.
Oh, no, you're not.
Dear Rob, thank you.
Why?
Because you know what? He's part of history down there. That's exciting for him. I'm a little jealous.
We're part of history.
Oh, I know we are.
We get to watch it on TV.
Different part. Different part. We're parting it on the left. So that was Mike O'Mara live from the mall. I'm glad we were able to make that work. But I think more exciting than the inauguration of the second term of Barack Obama is the fact that Oscar drank this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, the first time in how long?
Like 3 months. Like
wow. Well, didn't you take a sip on New Year's Eve and it went bad?
Legitimate boozing. And I'm talking like got hammered.
Right.
First time in almost four months, it would be.
Wow.
Congratulations. And how's your belly? How's it reacting?
Time I went 4 months without drinking, I was 16.
Yeah.
And that was only because I was 16.
You had to sneak around.
Yeah. You held up okay?
Well, yesterday was, all the championship games. And
both of them.
I didn't drink at all through the San Fran Atlanta game. And then Shannon said, we should go out to see if people are doing anything.
You were at your home.
I was at my home in D.C. So
I've seen it.
Around where I live, there are a handful of bars, but there's an actual Ravens bar, shockingly enough, in D.C., I would say maybe a mile from my home.
Is it down on O Street?
No. It's right on Wisconsin Avenue. And we walked by that bar, and it was slammed. So it was one of those bars you had to probably be at. If you're a real fan, you would have been there at 1 o'clock.
So excited for the Ravens.
Yeah, and we wound up going to another bar, and I said, well, I'll just try and have a regular drink, a real mixed drink. Yeah. And I'm not drinking Jack and Coke for a while.
What did you have?
I had whatever my girl was drinking. It was club soda, vodka, and a lime.
Okay.
So it's a low-cal whatever. But I knew that it wasn't brown liquor, and it would have been safer on my stomach.
Is that how you ordered it, you queen?
No, I have her order it.
Oh, good.
I'm too embarrassed. There you go.
Way to go.
And a lime. I like how you kind of went up on it.
Yeah.
And a lime.
I drank,
and a Coke.
I want to say eight of those.
Wow.
Solid eight.
Wow. Well, Oscar, you dived back in.
Oh, I'm all in.
But your tummy's okay. You survived it. Okay.
I will say, though, that while it was awesome, you forget about the hangover.
I never do.
Oh, my God.
You can't because it keeps coming
back. When I woke up this morning, I said, this isn't going to happen. I'm going to just, maybe the Super Bowl is the next time I partake like this.
Now, what time did you go to bed?
I went to bed around 11.
So not a late night.
The games
night.
Ended early.
Right, yeah.
Right, and then you got up at what, normal time?
Yes.
And you were feeling it.
I was feeling it.
Yeah.
And I drank a ton of water. I said, this is just going to blow by.
Right. Yeah, it's
nothing
bad.
Blew by.
You didn't do so well there.
Except for that haze that came over my brain as I woke up.
But you will drink at the Super Bowl?
I will.
Are we allowed to mention that yet?
Yeah, we can mention it, sure.
I mean, we can mention it in passing. We just had him on the phone.
That's right. Yeah, we will
I got
be
the
there.
Invitation on Facebook today.
Right.
Is that we'll be once again hosting a Michael O'Mara Show viewing party at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for the Super Bowl. And I think the fun starts at like 2?
That's usually when we get it started. We haven't finalized it, but I would say 2 o'clock.
That's in June, right?
That is June 10th, I think.
And what a story. And I know everybody's going to hear this everywhere else, but you've got two brothers going to the Super Bowl, coaches,
right.
Two head coaches.
I've seen a lot of people on Facebook saying this is just the way the NFL wrote it because everything's fixed.
Well, you would think otherwise, but when you watch the Patriots-Ravens game, there's so many calls that didn't go the Ravens' way.
I know.
They really had to win that game outright.
I love the fact that this is the year that the Super Bowl lands on CBS. And the reason I love that is not because I love the company, which I don't, because I detest
right,
the company.
Exactly.
Every waking moment of my life.
No.
I hate it.
No,
I really hate
never.
It. But one thing that is good about CBS having the game, that means that Jim Nantz will be calling the game.
Yes.
And he will write such wonderful tales of poetry and intrigue and fairy tales about versus brother.
And probably a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, God, I hope so. I really hope so. But did you notice, you would think yesterday when CBS had the game that Phil Sims has been on the air now for many, many years.
Yes.
He'd be able to say the word him, Jim, or Sims. But look, he's going to tackle him. And it's getting worse every year.
I didn't hear. Well, I was in the middle of a bar, so you couldn't hear the feed.
I think
barely.
If you put on the closed captioning, they would have spelled him H-E-E-M.
Yeah.
You know, Jim, he's going to tackle him and is going to get him.
The one thing about living where I live, it's really douchey. And I forgot, and I used to be one of these guys.
Why you chose
to be
it, right?
fair.
Can we take a pause just to digest that remark, please?
Sure.
That was nice.
So we end up there, and Shannon's a Patriots fan, and I'm a Ravens fan, so okay, I definitely want to watch.
Oh, that's
going to
result
game.
In angry football sex.
But it was, I mean, that worked out just fine. But
sure, good.
I don't need to get into detail.
Sure.
Let me just say, bloody claw marks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
But. What
he hardballed her.
What I wanted to say. Oh, that was horrible.
That was. I apologize.
So what I wanted to say is that we were there.
Sponsored by Viagra.
Nobody was watching the game except for us and a handful of people because it was a bunch of Georgetown students that were just there because they didn't have any school today and they're just getting hammered.
And they knew it was a Baltimore bar, so that's the place to drink.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're just part of the event. These are the same douches that are ruining the inauguration for Mike.
Yes.
They don't really care. What was his name? Solly from New York?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I don't know.
He had a ticket. He couldn't get in.
I got a ticket. Yeah. They didn't honor it, so here I am, and I don't know.
We left the bar within the, bar. I would say by.
It wasn't very Baltimore.
By then, it wasn't even about Baltimore. Right. They just, oh my God. With all due respect to any woman out there.
Okay, this is going to be good.
Please, yeah.
Look, if you don't care about the game and you just want to be there and you want to talk to your girlfriends, that's fine. But keep it at least an indoor level.
Was there shrieking?
Indoor voices.
Yeah, this girl was yelling about stuff that no one cared about on this God green earth.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, I was like, I don't know if this girl knows we're here to watch a game.
I think I know, I heard what she yelled, actually. What? I was driving by, she yelled, Oscar's having another drink!
Yeah. I mean, trust me, once you get your third one and you're like, maybe I should just tell her how horrible
Welcome
she is.
Back.
No, I think it's great to have you back in the fold. And all those limes, you're going to not have any colds.
Can't wait.
Lots of vitamin C. Thank you. Stick around, folks. We're coming back with the Audio Vault, which today is quite magic. So go nowhere. We're back after this. I can't stand it when you look at me that way. Hey, I feel the earth. Willkommen. We are MikeOMaraShow.com, and this segment
is brought to you by the Amazon page at MikeOMaraShow.com. If it's a new you in the new year, shop our Amazon page for fitness and exercise gear or the right tools for eating right. You'll also find everything you need to get ready for the big game. You always save money and support the show by clicking the Amazon button at MikeOMaraShow.com and bookmark that sucker because it takes you right to your account. Share the link with your friends and family. It's MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Truly the best. Thank you, Mark, for opening the thing.
You're welcome.
And I didn't watch the entire first game yesterday. I did watch the entire second game. Although I was able to know when one thing happened because I was down in my basement, my computer was on, and I heard ba-ding, 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 and the only time I get that many emails...
Machine?
No, the only time I get that many emails is A, if someone in the family has passed,
oh, dear.
Or if someone has bounced a field goal off the upright.
Yes, I heard about that.
Nobody will... I mean, everyone, God bless you all. You all know my favorite noise in
they
the
do.
World,
they
and you
do.
Want to make sure I hear it.
It's all over Facebook, right?
Here is David Akers for the 49ers. 49ers able to win despite this botch, and I do think they almost jinxed him by the way they set it up.
And now David Akers, who missed more field goals this season than any other place kicker in the NFL. Missed 13. A try from 38.
And bless Fox, they play it twice.
Good. There it is.
Nasty sound for David Akers and Jim Harbaugh.
I think actually Fox has gotten so
That's
good
awesome.
At miking that, I think they have to mic the uprights. I really do. It sounds fantastic.
One day, because of you, they will.
Oh, one more time.
And now David Akers.
I love it.
More field goals this season than any other place kicker in the NFL. Missed 13. A try from 38.
So great. God, I love it. Robert, I said, he said, Dad, why are you recording that? I said, because that's the best sound ever. It's truly great.
It is.
I think more people were rooting against the Patriots than they were rooting for Baltimore because they've just got such a bad reputation.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that Tom Brady's season ended on an interception.
Patriots have been blanked here in the second half, 21-0. Hard to believe. The highest scoring offense in the NFL by a
offense, team.
Brady throws and he's intercepted in the end zone. Kerry Williams ices it. And Baltimore is heading to New Orleans.
I'd like for Tom Brady to join us at Jimmy's.
You know who else heads to New Orleans now?
Who?
Lowell Melser.
Hey,
oh, that's
the TV station is sending him to cover the
Baltimore station.
And his first report will be, I don't know, it's really crowded. I don't know. One thing is
thanks for the invite.
To keep the reputation of the Patriots just a top-notch classiness.
Uh-huh.
After the game, Bill Belichick refused to do any interviews because he was pissed that he lost.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that Shannon Sharp called him out on it.
Yes. There's something to be said about being gracious in defeat. We've seen the New England Patriots 5 times in the last 12 years be victorious. And we've seen the opposing coaches that lost come out and talk to our Steve Tasker.
Right on.
Now, Coach Kyle did it when they lost to him. We saw this last week. Bill Belichick makes it real easy for you to root against the Patriots. You can't be a poor sport all the time. You're not going to win all the time. And he does this every time he loses. Pretty it good. Is unacceptable.
I love that he said
so
that.
Brilliant. I think it's great. Glad he spoke out.
And he doesn't look too much like a tool in that hoodie. Come on.
Yeah, well, yeah. He, I mean, he's
I know it's his thing, but it's just horrible.
Well, he looks like a homeless man.
What if he came out like at the beginning of next season dressed like Tom Landry?
He'll never do it.
Wouldn't that be great? Nice skinny tie and a fedora. I think it would be a new season. Be great.
Look, what was great is that if you watch that game, there was the Ravens won that game.
Oh, they did.
I mean, there was no buts about it. And I don't know. I think Brady played as well as he could. I think the defense just played well.
I think the defense played really well, and that offense, Flacco, was just on fire.
Shocking.
Yeah.
It sounds like a kind of pill, doesn't it?
The Flacco?
I take Flacco for that, and I'm down to 3 pills a day.
Sponsored by Viagra.
But, you know, there was other sports on TV. The Australian Open tennis, the ladies, the grunting is getting worse. And even
or
though,
better, depending on your point of view.
Analyst Pam Shriver even mentions it here. Listen, this is unaltered audio.
Okay. Yeah.
Jeez. I'll tell you what, the grunting too has become so loud and long. Uh-huh. Might think about a hindrance call, but at the moment, Jovanovski up a break.
Long and hard grunting Pam Shriver.
I thought they were going to ban that.
They're working on it, I think.
They'll get right to it.
Yeah, because I remember that it's gotten so much worse with so many players.
Right.
That they said that even enjoying it at the stadium.
Yeah.
That people were just like, this is just so annoying to listen to.
I just got this. Here's tape of Mike and Jimmy going through security. Lots of frisking.
You should mash this up with the Meg Ryan scene.
I like that. Yeah. What makes you think I haven't just for myself? Now, today, really, the funny thing is Mike is at the inauguration, and it's just for show. Because he already took the oath yesterday.
Oh, that's right, officially, yesterday.
When it falls
right.
on the mm-hmm. on a Sunday, the 20th is inauguration day. When it falls on Sunday, they do it in his office. Mm-hmm. And it was cute. Did you see the video of it?
No, I heard the live feed on the radio.
Right. Yeah, here it is. This is him with John Roberts, who looks like he'd wear a lot of cologne.
And his family.
Yeah, and not John Roberts' family, the president's family. I don't think John Roberts has family. He was hatched.
It's hard to tell.
But I do think he wears a lot of cologne. And here's the president taking the real oath yesterday in the Oval Office.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. Thank you so much. Thank you, Scooter.
He hugs his family.
Hey.
Thank you.
Good job, Dan.
I did it.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
And at one point, it's muffled, but when he hugs Michelle, he says, "We didn't mess up." Or I didn't mess up because
it's his daughter, and I'll have more on that in a moment.
Oh, good. Yeah. I hope you do. Yeah. Excellent. Now, just because it's a great weekend for their ticket doesn't mean Joe Biden doesn't want to step in it again. This is at the Iowa State Society. Here's Joe Biden. He doesn't even realize he screwed up. The audience kind of reminds him what he said.
I'm proud to be president of the United States, but I am prouder.
Just so you know, he says, "I'm proud to be the president of the United States." Let's hear that tape one more.
I'm proud to be president of the United States, but I am prouder to be Barack Obama.
What? He says, "I'm proud to be president of the United States."
He's the vice president.
Yeah, but he caught himself and he said, "Well, excuse me."
No, and then he goes on to correct it. When the audience burst into laughter, he realized what he said.
Yeah, the audience really clued him in that he'd screwed up.
What he wanted to say, what he meant, dummy, what he meant to say was he's proud to be vice president, even prouder to be it under President Obama.
Okay,
but he got to there in a bad way.
And 4 years ago, President Obama accidentally referred to Biden as president of the United States. So I have a theory that secretly Biden is the president.
Oh. You think that's what's going on?
Yeah.
A lot of great music has come from Liverpool in England, which, of course, is where the Beatles come from. But this week, a guy laid out papers in a park, and they had music on it, the staff, you know, the lines.
The lines, the 5 lines.
Mm-hmm. And the birds did what birds do on it. And he used the bird droppings on the music to score music. So this music was actually written by bird poop. Truly does sound like us.
Yeah.
They got no ear for tempo. But anyway, I just thought that was sort of...
That's
I like,
pretty cool.
Some people, you know, you think I have a lot of time on my hands,
Flipping
Oscar?
Birds. No,
there are people with more time on their hands than
How are the vultures?
That's drug abuse.
Are they still there?
They're around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do yell at them when
okay,
I see
good,
them. Because, again, they tend to pour, what is it, perch mm-hmm. on the houses across from me. And mm-hmm. I come out of... Get out of here!
And I saw a fox over the weekend, so there are foxes everywhere.
I hate foxes. If the vultures could eat the foxes, yeah. we'd have something. Close with two Lance Armstrong-flavored tapes. There was The Good Taste of Blood.
Mm.
There was the second part of the Oprah interview aired, and I found this fascinating. He actually did put a value on the devaluation of his brand since this news broke, and I thought the number was a little high.
I've lost, certainly lost all... future income.
Mm-hmm. Emotional.
And you could look at the day or those 2 days or the day and a half where people left.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give you a number. You asked me the cost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't like thinking about it, but that was a $75 million day.
Whoa. $75 million at his estimate. I didn't think he was that big a deal.
Well, he's worth over $100 million supposedly.
Well, see, that's not
to me.
Right
you're
to
worth
begin
more.
With.
You're yeah. worth $100 million.
So if he I would say that it's a ballpark estimate because if he what's he he's in his 40s now.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So if he even had a speaking engagement that paid him $50,000 to speak at IBM, no one's going to want him to speak to his corporate CEOs anymore.
I suppose. So he puts it at $75 million. And before we close the door, Saturday Night Live, back to their old tricks, being unfunny this weekend.
Yes, I agree.
But I did enjoy this. They did a Lance Armstrong on Piers bit, and I like this one line. We close with this. Jason Sudeikis as Lance Armstrong.
Now, Lance, your confession also lacked any real details. Would you care to elaborate on your sophisticated system of doping?
Well, it wasn't really all that sophisticated, Piers. All I actually did was steroids, testosterone, human growth hormone, EPO, and I replaced all of my blood with better blood. You know, so, I mean, is that sophisticated? Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Is it cheating? Maybe. You know, am I sorry I did it? Yes. Ish.
Ish.
P.S. No.
P.S. No. Sorry I spent on that. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Back in a second with news.
Good news with good friends you can lose. This could become
MikeOMaraShow.com and News with Buzz.
Brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show 2013 VIP packages. Enhance your VIP-ness. Enjoy all our bonus shows, the video on demand feeds, the live video feed of our weekly show, all available now for your mobile devices. Some packages also come with a DVD of our Reno show and our Gabe Strine animated series. Yearly subscriptions available now at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click the word bonus at the top left hand side of our homepage. That's the Mike O'Mara Show 2013 VIP package.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, mainly, I think we're just hoping for a smooth transition of power.
Oh, stop it.
As President Obama is ceremonially sworn in today for a second term, the president was officially, as we mentioned, sworn in yesterday, outlined by the Constitution. The White House says today's inauguration speech is the first of a two-part message from the president. Part two to be delivered in his State of the Union speech to Congress 3 weeks from now, with more specifics.
Ratings are going to be huge. I love when they do it in two parts.
It's an arc. It's a story.
It's a story arc. That's good.
In today's speech, the president talks of hope and optimism.
I want to tell you.
He refers to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., of course, but he also references the founding fathers. His message, that we've always had our differences, but that the job of elected officials is to find common ground and take action and not let our disagreements keep us from taking any action at all.
What I love, he's using, do you have this, the two Bibles that he's using?
No, I didn't mention
that. He's using Martin Luther King's Bible.
That's right.
The Bible that the Dr. King traveled with,
King
and also Abraham Lincoln's Bible.
Oh,
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's nicely done.
Very appropriate. In yesterday's oath, John Roberts did not lose his place as he did 4 years ago, and Mr. Obama didn't mumble as he did at his first swearing in. The president did have to fight to keep from rolling his eyes yesterday, as his younger daughter Sasha pointed out, "You didn't mess up." A Republican senator from Missouri, Roy Blunt, says if the Senate doesn't pass, I have a fondness for it. He said if the Senate doesn't pass a budget by April, the senator should not get paid. And we're hearing more support for that.
Wow. I wish it were true.
He could be stunting, you know, but it's nice to know somebody's thinking about it. Anyway, I hope they do. A Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer, meanwhile, says he supports the concept of a Republican proposal that would get a budget passed on time. Senator Schumer says Democrats have a budget proposal ready, even though Republicans won't like it because it raises taxes on the rich.
Right.
The Republicans have yet to make a budget proposal. Over the weekend, thousands of Americans gathered to protest something that hasn't even been proposed, the confiscation of their guns.
Aha.
In Denver, where nearly 1,000 people gathered for what was called Gun Appreciation Day, Alice Golke of Colorado Springs told a reporter for the Post, "I'm worried Obama's going to take my gun away." Gun Appreciation Day was a grassroots movement organized by Republican consulting firm Political Media Incorporated.
Well, I think it's nice they had something to do this weekend. Enjoy the weather.
In New York, which has just enacted the toughest gun laws in the nation, thousands gathered at the Capitol in Albany. "I'll tell you what," said Republican Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin, "they confiscate our guns, they confiscate our freedom."
Who's been saying about taking the guns?
Exactly.
Yeah.
500 turned
out. Did this really harm the unicorn rally? Was that poorly attended as well?
One of the signs said registration is the first step toward confiscation. There is a segment of people who truly believe that this is the end game.
But yeah, it's extremist.
Agreed. Absolutely right.
Buzz, give me your gun right now.
If only I had it.
Exactly.
Unless you mean 500 turned out in Nashville, some with signs that read 38 special is faster than 911. Yes, Gun Appreciation Day.
The great band, too.
Gun Appreciation Day was a rootin' tootin' good time for everyone, except for the five people who were wounded at gun shows that day in Ohio, Indiana, and North Carolina. Also in Ohio, a Cleveland man was arrested after his six-year-old daughter shot herself to death with his gun. Mm. As a felony convict, he's not even supposed to have a gun. In Georgia, a 14-year-old boy and his mother may face charges after the boy accidentally shot his 15-year-old brother to death with the gun mom kept for protection. But the shooting deaths of five people in Albuquerque were no accident. A 15-year-old boy, armed with a cache of weapons, including a semi-automatic rifle, is accused of killing a man, a woman, and three children. Apparently, now we're learning it was his own family.
You know, I don't normally get into weighty issues with my kids. I know that you used to have the dinner table topics.
Yes, table topics.
We keep it very light. But when they come to me, it carries more weight. And we were, pardon me, guys, sorry about that, allergies. We have, at dinner yesterday, Robert said, "Dad, do we need guns?" Uh-huh. And I said, "Well, son, I don't think we do. Mm-hmm. We've never had a gun in our house, and I don't think we ever will." He says, "But do we need guns? Should guns be outlawed?"
In society, yeah,
I said,
right.
"You know, buddy, I don't know. It's really tough. I said to him, I said, if there was something that meant a lot to me and I was told by the government that I couldn't have it, if I was responsible with it,
yes,
I would not like that. However, I see the harm being oftentimes outweighing the good in guns." I said, "You can't just get rid of all guns because we need them to protect our country.
Right.
People in war need guns." Right. And it was funny. And nice to see him at a...
thinking about these issues.
Yeah, the issues are definitely on his mind. Yeah.
I think that's true with a lot of kids, and I think it's really good and important and wise that you converse with them the way you have been.
I love the fact that I found someone that's at a political equal with me, years old.
In the wake of the
10, sorry, buddy.
The sand that you've met your match.
Yeah.
In the wake of the Sandy Hook gun massacre, more schools around the country are beefing up security, as you know. At a charter school in Lapeer, Michigan, they did that using a retired sheriff's officer. Unfortunately, the officer left his gun in a school restroom. Fortunately, it wasn't loaded. Quoting a local prosecutor, "It's almost like no harm, no foul."
Yeah, I don't think so. And you know what? I hate elementary school restrooms. Everything's so low.
It is.
God, really hard to wash your hands.
Bad sizes. Time Warner Cable says it will no longer air commercials for semi-automatic weapons. In other news, Time Warner was running commercials for semi-automatic weapons.
God.
A zoo in Mount Holly, New Jersey is being investigated after the deaths of four animals in the past 4 months. A giraffe and a hyena were euthanized. A lemur died in its cage. Hyena cub escaped from its pen, was hit by a car.
Do the chimpanzees have guns?
No, they don't. No.
Okay, because I was thinking that might be the problem.
The zoo's been cited for over 200 violations in the last 12 years. I know this is an important topic to you, Oscar, including 50 violations just last year. Back in May, a two-year-old girl was bitten by a spider monkey there. Jeez. And a fire at the zoo in 2011 killed 24 animals and the zookeeper's wife.
Man, zoo fires are the worst.
We expect a certain amount of double talk from the guys who are bureaucrats, but not from the guys who make your sandwich. In the Subway scandal, in which we learned fast food chain's footlong is really just 11 inches.
Yes.
The company's issued a statement now claiming that footlong is the name of the sandwich, not its actual measurement.
Oh.
And finally.
I use that same logic with Carrie sometimes. I said it's in quotation marks, dear.
Doesn't work there either.
It's about 4 inches.
Well, finally, from the home office headquarters.
And I let her choose her own toppings.
Not just from Florida.
Sorry, buddy.
Not just from Florida, but from the home office headquarters in Ocala, Florida.
And that up, is the that's where it
that's
all happens,
the, that's
right?
The home office.
Right.
An update on 32-year-old Carlos Romero. Carlos has been arrested for trying to sell 16 batteries that he had apparently stolen from trains.
Or zombies.
He told police he needed the money to pay for his car insurance. Sadly for Carlos, his arrest is a violation of the parole he is serving after copping a plea last month to having sex with a miniature donkey named Doodle.
Oh, God.
Even in Florida, it is illegal to diddle doodle.
No!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I thought he would have a case until I found out it was a miniature donkey, and I said, that's just weird. You can't be doing that.
No, it should be a full... Yeah. No, wait a minute.
Throw the book at him. All right, Buzz. Thank you, Buzz.
You're
Today's
welcome.
Show
is brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services, the people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT. Oscar Santana used them. You should, too. For a free life insurance quote, visit SmartTerm.com or call 866-347-5748. License and disclaimer info at SmartTerm.com. Let them know you appreciate us at Encore Insurance Services. Thank you.
They are truly the best. Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you. And thank you, Mark, for being painstaking getting Mike on the show today.
Not a
good
problem
job
at all.
Because that was very cool to speak to him live at the inauguration. Mike back live in studio tomorrow, and we get to hear probably the better part of the inauguration story, Mike coming home.
Yeah.
Because it will lack the urgency of the getting there.
Train wreck.
That's what I look forward to. So join us tomorrow, won't you? We look forward to it. And thank you to everyone at KCJJ and WTNT. Mm-hmm. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.